This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And we will try and get to as many of them as possible. So I'd like to welcome you all to a very special program this afternoon. It's a tribute to show to marhum Uncle Muhammad Amra. You know, I don't want to speak too much in introducing him because we've got various guests on the show, all of whom will give a little bit of an introduction into his life and into their relationship with him. Even though I knew him only for a short time, I want to say what an impact he had on my life. This was really such a rewarding relationship. I learned so much from him, and I found him to be very, very inspirational on so many levels. We as Muslims and South Africans are grieving. We have lost a great leader today. I could spend all the time in this hour relating stories about how his influence has helped me personally and how I'm sure I will continue to be impacted by his wisdom. Just for me to say, though, that I will always remember his warm smile and his charming yet humble personality above all. We do have a very full show with an excellent lineup of guests that we will either call or connect with via video, and we're going to get started shortly. Before we begin, though, I would like to thank Salaam Media for this opportunity. When Ponty Bhai, the producer, called me with the idea and requested I assist with the hosting, I was simultaneously honored, saddened, and humbled. I pray Allah guide me to be able to do justice to the task at hand today. So without further ado, we'd like to get our first guest on. We will be connecting with Sheikh Ismail Kamda. He will be joining us via video. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Ismail. It's a pleasure and an honor to meet you and to be chatting with you today.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm very well, shukran. Sheikh Ismail Kamdar is the Khatib at Suleiman Logat Auditorium in Kenilworth at the Mariam B. Sultan Center. Am I right?
Yes, that's correct.
And I believe there was a relationship in the starting of this madrasa here. So if you can, please just give us a little background as to what the relationship was between you and Uncle Muhammad and how you worked together on this project.
Okay, subhanAllah. So Uncle Muhammad Amra is like, to me, he was like a friend and a father figure and a mentor all in one. I actually only knew him for the past 4 years. But in those 4 years, I think almost all of the Islamic work I've done was through him. He organized my halakas, he organized my Jummah khutbahs, he printed my books and published them. He was a man who would just get things done. You know, I mean, a lot of times we all have good ideas, but Uncle Muhammad was someone who, when he had an idea, he would put it into action immediately. Just to give you one story related to what you asked about, last year during when the lockdown first started, you know, we went through those few months where we didn't have Jummah. And we were really feeling it, you know, no Jummah for a few months. So one Thursday, Uncle Muhammad messaged me and he asked me, why don't we have Jummah at the auditorium? Now you can be the imam, and if 4 or 5 of us show up, alhamdulillah, we'll have Jummah. So I said, sure, you want to start next week? He said, no, we'll start tomorrow. So the next day we had Jummah, and it was just 8 of us. And the week after that, 5 of us. And the week after that, 6 of us. And now, a year later, there's like, alhamdulillah, 40 to 50 people attending Jummah day every single week. Alhamdulillah, all the reward will go to him, inshallah. That was his idea. And, you know, immediately, within a day, it was set up. It was the same thing for my books. You know, earlier this year, I published a PDF ebook. And within 24 hours, he had a print version ready. Because he told me South Africans prefer print books. Within 24 hours, he came and gave it to me in my hand.
I mean, alhamdulillah, that was Uncle Muhammad. I mean, my engagements and interactions with him as well. He was very, very hands-on. And his ideas, you know, you'd be sitting and talking to him and his ideas would just flow. And like you say, he was always one a man of action. He wanted to take charge and get onto those ideas immediately, you know. And the nice thing about him is he always involved other people. You know, in his way, he was always empowering other people, leading by example. There's so much that I can say about Uncle Muhammad, and I want to stop myself because I want to focus on your relationship with him. I just want to read a little bit here of the tribute that you said to him. You say, Muhammad Amra was one of the kindest souls I ever met. His entire life was dedicated to serving the Ummah and uplifting the community. His biggest passion was reviving the culture of reading Islamic books in South Africa. And to do this, he established Baitul Hikmah Books, my favorite local book publisher. That is true. Uncle Muhammad was very, very passionate about getting reading into our community, especially amongst our youth. He used to say he wants to bring this philosophy and the culture of Iqra into our communities. And, you know, when you think about it, you know, Iqra is such an amazing, first of all, it's a short word, but it has such symbolism to us as Muslims. It was the first ayah revealed of the Quran, so alhamdulillah. Surely that is an indication of how important it is for us as Muslims to be reading. And if we look further into that word, Iqra, it doesn't only mean to read. It has so many sub-contexts to it. It means to read with understanding. It means to read with the intention of implementing it. It means to read with an intention to act on what you are reading. So it is so important. And that was the other thing that Uncle Muhammad was so passionate about. It wasn't just ideas. It wasn't just things in writing for him. He was such an implementer and such a man of action. So, I mean, so if you could tell me, based on that little bit of reading, in terms of Baitul Hikmah being your favorite book publisher, did he ever discuss with you which were his favorite books?
You know, my last gift that I got from Muhammad Amra was a copy of A History of Muslim Philosophy, 2-volume set. And it just shows you again, you know, his love is always the reading. If ever he got me a gift, it's always a book. And it's always something fascinating that nobody else in South Africa sold. You know, two things pop up as amongst his favorites. One was his love for children's books. So the Al-Ghazali series for children, he was really trying to get it out and get a lot of schools to teach that. And he was so, so happy and passionate about that book. And the other way, books focused on a deeper understanding of the Sharia, you know, books on Maqasid al-Sharia and books like that. He actually had me teach an entire course on that topic just before the pandemic started in late 2019. We had a full course focused on that topic. It was his idea for me to teach that. That was the other thing he really, really was passionate about there. You know, there's only two times I ever see him sad, you know, when I would meet with him. One was when he used to talk about the youth, worried about the younger generation of Muslims not showing up for events, not showing up for lectures. He really had sadness in his eyes when he would talk about young Muslims. And the other was when he came to reading, that he would tell me, Ismail, our people don't read anymore. He would tell me he would be standing at a fair at the bookstore and everybody would just walk past the bookstore. They would go to every other store besides the bookstores. And he would have a genuine sadness in his eyes that Muslims are just, they don't even want to look at the books to see maybe there's something interesting, maybe there's something beneficial. It's as if, you know, buying books and reading books isn't even something we think about. That's one of the things that would really, really make him sad. It's one of my favorite memories of him.
And I think if there's anything that we can do to continue with his legacy is to continue instilling reading amongst our people, to continue instilling reading amongst our community. It is such an important skill. You know, our prophet also said, we must seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. And what does reading do except increase your knowledge all the time? I mean, nobody can tell me they haven't learned almost everything that we know. We learn it from, you know, engaging with people and interacting with people, and everything else is from reading it. So inshallah, we make dua, Sheikh, that our people do start learning to read, do start, and I think also what is important is, as parents, we need to inculcate this culture with our young people. So, you know, it's so important that we read to our children, we read with our children, that our children see us reading and then sharing things about it. You know, I'm talking to my kids all the time. I say, look, I read this today and this is what's interesting. And that's how you engage with your family, and you get them to also understand and appreciate the value of reading.
That's true. That's so true. You know, a few years ago, I became a full-time author, and a lot of people are telling me, why are you going into writing books? People don't read books anymore. And I said that, you know, maybe people don't read books anymore because we're not writing books that are worth reading. So I've dedicated my life to writing books, and one of the reasons that Muhammad Amra and I were so close is that he dedicated his life to publishing books. So every book that I wrote, he published it for me immediately. And we both shared this passion that I'm going to write books that people will want to read, and he's going to publish books that people will want to read. And inshallah, together, we can work on reviving this culture.
Amin. So, I mean, that was my connection with Uncle Muhammad as well. We got together to publish. I was co-editing an anthology called Lockdown Behind the Mask, and he became our publisher. Yeah. So it was a wonderful, wonderful relationship. He also did help to promote my books. As you know, I'm an author, so I write mm-hmm. fiction. And yes, I have some had some great feedback and input on my books from the people who have read them. Unfortunately, the truth is not many people have read those books, you know, and I'd like to think that my books are important to be read because they discuss topics that are pertinent. They discuss topics that are affecting our society at this time. And if you can get a little bit of entertainment from it as well, alhamdulillah. But I'd like to thank you so much, Jazakallah Khair, Sheikh Ismail, for your time, for your insights. We ask that you continue reading and writing and fulfilling the legacy. You know, it's up to us now to carry the torch and be the flag bearers for and to make sure that Uncle Muhammad's legacy continues. Jazakallah khair for your time, and we thank you for your insights. Assalamu alaikum.
Jazakallah khair for having us. Assalamu alaikum.
Jazakallah. That was Sheikh Ismail Kamdar. He's the Khatib at the Suleiman Logat Auditorium. So now we're going to go on to another